Hello everyone, this is Mike Quinsey, Connecting the Light. I've got a bonus this week. Actually have one of Matthew's messages, and obviously having read it, I can tell you that if you haven't already read this one yourself, it's very, very interesting. But as usual, I'll start with the Sheldon Neidel message, which he makes on behalf of the Spiritual Hierarchy and the Galactic Federation. And it reads, greetings dear ones, we come again with more to talk to you about. The current situation is divinely destined to have a positive outcome. Those in power in the United States are a smattering of dark ones whose principal joy is derived from denying you your golden destiny. Heaven is presently dissolving this impasse. Measures are being covertly undertaken to bring you the monetary abundance prescribed in Lord Surya's decrees and put into effect by the actions of a number of your ascended masters, specifically Saint Germain and Hilarion. We expect to see these matters implemented quite shortly. In addition, secret plans are being executed that are to legally topple the present US regime. This positive development can be credited in large part to the actions of a group of individuals who have kept themselves scrupulously below everyone's radar. Although this latter undertaking has taken much longer than was first intended, this most longed-for action is now ready to be rolled out once the monetary deliveries are in place. Maintaining the position that enables us to complete these matters is not easy. Those in charge of your world's major governmental, financial, and corporate institutions are used to having their own way. But the escalating chaos on your planet is compelling them to change tactics and direction. Fundamental change is now essential to correct the mess your world is in. Merely patching up the present system is no longer an option. Hence, all-out course corrections are embodied in the new financial and monetary systems we have long talked about. An understanding of the gravity of this global situation brought on board a host of shady characters and many large organizations, both public and private in many different fields. This unique circumstance responsible for creating this most unusual coalition in the first place also forces these cohorts to work by use of camouflage. No one outside of their immediate need-to-know zone has even an inkling of what they are doing. As this mission nears its several completion points, the need for total secrecy increases exponentially. This high level of blackout has caused some consternation among the many elements of this strange alliance. Yet forward movement continues, and a successful completion of this step of the mission is expected. How many liaison teams have become most adept at setting up and maintaining this high degree of secrecy? We are again indebted to those of the former Anchara Alliance who are working as key members of our advisory teams. Their talent for stealth is prodigious, and with their help, covert networks are busy producing their framework for the new realities needed for the pre-first contact world to manifest as planned. Their knowledge of sleight of hand is remarkable indeed. Only a handful truly know what is happening. These are the carefully chosen, earth-based directors of the entire program. At the right time, all of this is to be sprung and voila, the next major step on the road to first contact will be a reality. While all this progresses, we are also busy working with the various levels of Earth Divas to prepare Mother Earth for her grand changes. The proliferating opportunities to assist in this operation is most educational for our large staff of planetologists, enabling them to obtain the special codes that allow Mother Earth to talk to Heaven and her myriad Divas. The data gleaned from this expanded understanding gives us added respect for the honoured role that Mother Earth plays in the daily maintenance not only of this solar system, but also of the entire galaxy. This new wisdom is rapidly becoming part of a whole new modus operandi in the field of Galactic Federation planetology. In addition, these new natural codes permit us greater insight into the data gathered from other galaxies surrounding us in this sector of physicality. This knowledge further enhances our sense of wonder for all aspects of creation. Mother Earth is indeed a most remarkable being. Mother Earth's codes have helped us become more astute about how the Creator intends to unfold this particular creation, and more to the point, helped us to learn more about how important you are to this process, but also then to be guided in their application when you return to full consciousness. As we gather these nuggets of information, we get a fuller picture of why you were allowed to fall into the clutches of the limited consciousness, and hence what is required of us in our role as mentors to you as you are restored to your original state. We look forward to discussing this with you during our initial talks once the mass landings are concluded. These decisions will help us find the right mode and focus for preparing you for your final transformational journey in Inner Earth. The training you need to prepare you for full consciousness revolves around your present mental and emotional perceptions. Currently, you live in a world drenched in myriad anxieties and swamped with false beliefs and misplaced fears. In this miasma of externally generated and imposed precepts, you have nevertheless endured. Now, however, you are growing in awareness and the network of higher consciousness has begun to reshape you. First contact is the vehicle that moves you into a reality that is able to accommodate what you are to become. And in our role in this is to facilitate this change in the smoothest way possible. An innate part of this is your input. To an extent, you are able to intuit full consciousness. What is needed now is a meeting of minds, yours and ours, so that this heavenly state of being can be moved into a crystal clear view. Consciousness is the name of the game in physicality. Each step of your spiritual evolution, including your recent devolution, is part of an all-inclusive divine plan. This plan involves all sorts of beings throughout this particular galaxy, and indeed all of physical creation. The shift you are currently going through is an example of the way eras of history are delimited and adjudicated. Eons ago, heaven set up a plan to make this time in your history a most significant one. So bear this in mind when you feel frustrated and want to let it all go. Know that despite the appearance of present conditions, you are shortly, definitely, and absolutely going to experience the golden, luxuriant, and luxurious world we are constantly trying to tell you about. The intensifying forces for change are destined to triumph, as directed by heaven and us. First contact is a given, and it is not very far off. As we said before, first contact is an operation that constantly evolves. As we adapt and expand it, it appears as a tidal bore that inescapably sweeps your present reality along toward full consciousness. On the way, we greatly increase our degree of interaction with you. Many of you see us to be highly evolved, yet indifferent beings who have great patience and are willing to wait as long as it takes to get you in a state suitable for contact. This cannot be further from the truth. We are filled with passion about you, and we have an exact timetable that specifies a rapidly approaching contact point. We did not come to watch you destroy yourselves and this planet as the decades go merrily by. We are here for a sacred purpose to effect a first contact with you according to a divinely guided, sooner rather than later schedule. Know together we are victorious. And the message ends, today we focus on our growing knowledge about you and on the importance of first contact. We are all connected in the glorious unfolding of the Creator's divine thought, i.e. creation. This connection has brought us here, knowing that the human adventure has only just begun. So there we are, another very excellent message. and I find it interesting to read that the present regime in the United States, that is the Bush administration, will be removed quite legally. And no doubt there was really no other alternative. One would think there is enough evidence against the Bush administration to show that they are unfit to govern and hold the post that they do. However, I move on now to Matthew's message, which comes through his mother, Susie Ward. They tend to come out normally mid-month, but reading this particular message, Matthew confirms that his mother, Susie, Bob, the husband, and their dog family are relocating and travelling, moving preparations, resettling, and collaborating on a book as part of an expanded mission, which will all occupy his mother's time for an indefinite period. So he asks people not to write to her, as her inbox is overflowing, and apparently she has emails to reply to that go back as far as March. I have spoken to Susie, and she literally gets hundreds of emails. And I think the poor lady couldn't manage more than the one message per month. I think her time is fully taken up with this activity, but they're wonderful messages. The message reads, and this time the message, or the conversation, shall we say, is with God, as sometimes happens with Matthew. And he's saying that God and I discussed that this is a fine time for him to speak to you via this means, and to give space for this, as well as address the two subjects most prevalent in your emails. I shall comment only on those, and briefly. The first is the concerns about President Bush's executive order that permits the arrest of dissenters with his war policies and confiscation of their property. When you put that in order, into the context of what you know through our messages, the internet's widening exposure of evidence of the administration's deception and wrongdoing, and the fact that major media are being forced to report because of growing public awareness and outcry, you can see that fear is the real intent of the desperate ones who conceived of the order. They know that there is no possibility whereby its wide-scale coverage can be achieved. However, they will try to entrap some individuals to showcase in an attempt to create fear throughout the populace. We urge you, do not go into fear. Remember what we have told you, that a lot of information, including on the internet, is false, and its intention is to create fear. Trust your intuition as to what is true and what is not. And do not fear any forthcoming, grave-sounding projections or developments. We have also told you that you are innately well-prepared to navigate bumps along the way. Everything in your world is moving in accordance with the energy invested in it, and whatever is based in darkness is facing a short and increasingly bleak existence. Second, and related to my previous sentence, is that events known as Fire the Grid and 777 so successfully accomplished their purpose that Earth is growing brilliantly in the profusion of light that you generated jointly with our benevolent space family. The light streaming to Earth from myriad points in the universe and mingling with your own has reached unprecedented measure, and while it may not soften the most hardened hearts and minds, the intensity is transmuting the remaining wisps of darkness and transforming its strongholds into a global fortress of light. God needs no words of introduction from me, and so now I leave you with the assurance that I and countless other souls in spirit and in body are lovingly and joyfully accompanying you every step of the way into the Earth's golden age. God speaks. My dear Matthew, I too would like to think that I'm known well enough without any introduction, but certainly my thanks is in order for graciously letting me preempt your space, and you, dear little Susie, for your time in these busy days. So then, good morning, all of my beloved children. Call me whatever name you wish. I answer to all. Many of you have been wondering where I am while so much furore and ferocity is going on in your world. I'm here to tell you that I'm right here where I've been since day one of this universe, everywhere. And I have quite a bit to say about this. To start, however, paradoxical it may seem, the only constant anywhere is change. Your world is teeming with greater changes than ever before, and I assure you, you wouldn't want it any other way. Many who sense the need to make changes are doing so confidently, but for some of you, moving out of the family space seems scary. Whatever will happen if I change my job or location or even my mate? Oh no, not my beliefs too. You'll get on with what you choose to experience. That's what will happen. Is that so bad that you'll get yourself out of a rut and get on with life's adventure that you signed up for? Of course, not everyone needs to change jobs or mates or relocate, but many do need to change beliefs. And here are the first two if you believe that one, your individuality means you're separated from everyone else, and two, I am the cosmic superpower that makes everything happen. You're definitely a unique individual, but also you're an inseparable part of me and all others everywhere. And it's all of us in this universe who make things happen. So you're a bigger deal than you thought, and maybe I'm not such a big deal after all. Not exactly, my dear ones. We are, together, one amazing powerhouse with infinite and eternal potential. So yes, you better believe I am powerful. And it's not because I control you, I don't. It's because you and all the other life in this universe are my being in all your experiencing forms. Collectively, we are this universe. I have much more to say about beliefs, but let's talk about why I don't control you, which is much more like your idea that I let bad things happen to good people. This is how it goes. Creator, ruler of the cosmos, that's all the universe is, gave you free will to express whatever you want to, and gave us universal rulers a law we have to obey. Stay out of your soul's past choices. Eons later, Creator made the one exception to that law. No nuclear wars anywhere. So now we rulers have the authority to stop all efforts to do that. Otherwise, it's your choices all the way, and actually, that's an excellent basis for your multiple lifetimes around the universe. If you stray from the path you chose in your social contracts, those pacts you make before you are born so you can grow beyond that stage of evolution, I can't mess with that, and you wouldn't want me to. If your birthright to make your own decisions suddenly went poof, and I started mapping out every one of your lives, I believe I would hear howls of protest. I do have a hand in this, though. Creator thoughtfully put a loophole in that free will law that lets me put conscience as an ingredient of your souls. And that's what can keep you on your straight way path if you want it to. Like everything else, it's your choice to pay attention to it or ignore it. Conscience should come with a warning. Ignore me and I'll become extinct. Well, just as you don't come with copies of your soul contracts, you don't come with a warranty on your conscience either. You have instinct, intuition, inspiration, and a sense of honor too. These are the other ingredients I put in souls that also help you know what's right and what's wrong for you. But it is necessary, and this is a big one. What you may think is right may be wrong and vice versa. You don't consciously know what's in your contract, and you sure don't know what's in anyone else's. Your contract is your part of the pre-birth agreement made by the souls who want to be in on the give-and-take lifetime of shared experiences. The agreements provide growth opportunities for every soul, so you can see that they're all around within win-win situations. So think about this. You or they chose to be on one end or the other of bad things, and you or they did it for one of two reasons, both of which provide experiencing that balances other lifetimes, and balance is essential for soul growth. one, you or they, needed to feel what it's like to endure hardships, and others volunteered to provide the circumstances that let you or them do that. Or be there, done that, and this time around you or they are the volunteers. You can call this karma if you like, just don't interpret this opportunity to achieve balance as a reward or a punishment for yourself or anyone else. Something else you need to know about those agreements is that unconditional love is the basis on which all the souls fill their various roles. Out of love, some agree to be the heavies for those who choose the rough way to go. I explained the reason for this seesaw experiencing. The thing is, you've been stuck for only I know how long on this bumpy seesaw of third density, where deceit, tyranny, violence and corruption are part and parcel of everyday life. You're sick and tired of it, but this time around you chose, again, to get out of it. And believe me, you wouldn't want me sticking my finger in and doing anything that might keep you in it. You have no idea of the domino effect if I meddled in just a few lives, no matter how good my intention. I'm not allowed to do that anyway. Now, some of my children aren't on earth to wind up their karma, or if you prefer, call this universal law divine grace. They're there to help all the rest of you do it. And you better be grateful that they are willing, temporarily, to leave their families and homelands in the higher planes to help you fulfill your pre-birth choice to deal with third density and be done with it. Since doing that may require you to take some changes, maybe you'll welcome more suggestions for going about that. Pay attention to what Matthew said about don't go into fear. I'll add this. If you think you have any enemies, you'd better know that fear's by far the worst. From my point of view, it's only one, and I strongly suggest you give my opinion of this careful thought. Then there's what you could consider the other end of the spectrum from fear, pettiness, that clatter of attitudes, interests and activity that keep you preoccupied with trivialities that aren't worth even one beam in the hill, yet have the power to prevent knowledgeable, sensible evaluations and decisions. Of course I know what your petty stuff is. We are one, remember? And I'm suggesting that you sort through that vast heap of mindless TV programs and gossip sessions, pointless tiffs and jealousies, nitpicking, nagging and griping, letting mere curiosity rather than core interest occupy your thoughts, and worries about what if and rumours of dire possibilities. Now, if those include your enjoyments, and I'm not criticising you, I'm simply giving you motherly, fatherly advice. Compare how much time and energy you spend in those pursuits with how much you devote to lightening your mind, body and spirit. Say to conversations or correspondence with like-minded folks or to the silence and solitude that ease the pressure of daily responsibilities. Playing with your families and animals, smiling and laughing, listening to melodious music or reading something that expands your mind, or connecting with the beauty of nature. Seeing and feeling thankful for the blessings in your life, and going within your deepest and listening to the song of your soul. But I'm already too busy. Won't cut it, my dear children. What I've just mentioned is restorative, rejuvenating, energizing and essential for balancing your days and within you. When you oust pettiness in its many forms, and I may have forgotten some, there is time for uplifting experiences. Another thing is, judge not. Some things in the Bible are right. You do know. But I don't ever judge you, don't you? Judgment Day, and I don't care much for that term, is when you review your past lifetime in the context of all your lifetimes, see where you need to improve things, and based on that, you choose what to put in your soul contract for the next time around. Anyway, not judging is a key to helping self and each other evolve, and so is gratitude. Feeling thankful for the help is as important as not judging the helpers. That doesn't ever mean approving of greed or viciousness or violence. You certainly don't have to do that. Gratitude is acknowledging and appreciating that some of you agreed to play the heavies because others need that to wrap up their last remnants of third density. It would be good too if you also feel thankful that you wanted and were selected to participate in this magnificent time of Earth's entry into the Golden Age. Golden, because only light will prevail on Earth, and how she will rejoice. She is a beloved part of me, just as you are yourself, and what a price she paid to give her humankind many, many, many chances to get it right and see the light. It nearly cost her planetary life. I'll tell you more about that, but the point here is she's giving all of you this one last chance to wake up and wise up. Part of that is you have to stop confusing religion with spirituality, and that brings us back to beliefs. I'm not saying that all of you are clinging to beliefs that are based on false teachings, but if you believe that your religion is better than all the others, listen up. My messengers, whom you attach to the various religions, didn't set those up. In a nutshell, the very concept of religion came from the thoughts of the Dark Ones off planet. And today's religious teachings are based on what a few of my self-serving parts on the planet said a long time ago. If you don't obey God, or some other name they gave me, you're doomed. And they said that was my word. Those few folks wanted to control everyone else, so they wrote the rules of obedience that spelled doom to falterers. And I have to tell you, Christianity is the major digressor from the truth that my messenger came to give. Yes, the one you call Jesus, and oh my, how they changed his life from the actual to the fictional, it's hard to know where to begin to set the story straight. The fact is that Jesus was never put on a cross, so there was no crucifixion or resurrection. That rather blows the whole foundation of Christian dogma, doesn't it? For how then could it be that he gave his life to save sinners? Sinners means the whole lot of you, according to those who came up with the idea that everybody is born into sin. Oh dear me. The only sin, if you will, is interfering with the growth of a soul, your own or anyone else's, and the result is devolution, with as many more chances as needed not to do that. Then there's Mary Magdalene, how wretchedly the Bible portrays her. She was Jesus' wife and ultimate soulmate. And after the Sanhedrin flogged her husband and warned him to get out of their territory, they didn't want to make him a martyr, as that would give impetus to his teachings, they went to the east, where Jesus had spent the lost years learning from the masters how to perform miracles and where he knew his family was safe. He and Mary had a happy family there, and years later, they travelled to the west and settled in what is now France. Eventually, Jesus returned to the East and along the way continued teaching my real word. The Bible includes some of that, but everything in the early records didn't support the self-serving one's cause got left out, and he lived to a ripe old age. Although in their later years he and his adored Mary were apart in body, they were so highly attuned spiritually that they were together then, as now and evermore, in spirit and celestial visitations. Later leaders of the Roman Catholic faith made up absurdities like the only Son of God, virgin birth and immaculate conception, and made layers of saints. They did that to put still more distance between my only son and all of my other children and me, who is all of you, as well as making themselves the gatekeepers to heaven or hell. Actually, neither exists as portrayed. But that's another story. Those leaders were greedy too. In the centuries during and after Jesus' life, the same few people ran church and state, and along with unfair taxation of their poor countrymen. The Church of Rome came up with a two-edged sword to cement their control. You can atone for your sins, they made those up too, if you confess and pay money, and a portion of everything you have must be given as well. That spread to other churches, and you know it as tithing. Something else that the church did now and again was demand of their priests sexual abstinence, as if denying that strong nature in humankind made them more saintly. And you know what that led to. then there were all of those wars and inquisitions and brutal killings in my name. Later movers and shakers in the Roman Catholic religion decreed that birth control was a sin, and more recently so is abortion. With the wanton killings they've caused or sanctioned throughout the ages, it's hardly sanctity of life that interests them. No, it's to keep the population growing that financially supports them and bows to their authority. On day one of the papacy, the appointed one and his close circle have lived in opulence that has been paid for by the masses they brainwashed into believing that the church's rules came from me. It sounds like I'm picking on that religion. It's because its headquarters, the Vatican, has been the biggest hotbed of darkness from its beginning. Neither religion has it all right or all wrong either. Strands of truth are in the holy books, but the Bible is by far the most seriously distorted to keep unquestioning followers mesmerized. And while the original basis of individuals' faith may have been pure long ago, fanatical elements have defiled that purity to the extent that some of you think they represent the religion itself. Realizing that every soul is a precious and equal part of me, and I love each and every one unconditionally, let's look at the collective soul cells. Religiously, fundamentalist Protestants say that unless you accept Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, you'll burn in hell for eternity. I notice that they tend to leave me out of it. Some congregations are split over accepting or scorning my beloved children who are homosexual by birth choice. And they choose it for good reason. It's an advanced stage of balanced masculine and feminine energies. And all my children experience those lifetimes as they progress towards androgyny. Islam is seen as rewarding its followers for killing the infidels. And my women children are deemed inferior to my men children. Zionism, a political militant movement, hides behind the skirts of Judaism and cries anti-Semitism. And the pacifist Far Eastern religions, which have adhered most closely to my messenger's teachings, are deemed by the others as out of touch with reality. As if those painful departures from spirituality aren't enough, this whole situation has become so befouled that even Satanism, with its diabolical tortures and human sacrifice, is an established religion. It's been like the plaintive wail of a broken record, but with far harsher, far sadder effects, as generation after generation on my earth, soul cells have been mind controlled by religious authorities. Once the people were stuck in those clutches, governments and all other institutions that impact life on earth easily became authority figures too. Souls came in with amazing intuition and the capacity to use common sense and reason wisely, but the collective influence of authorities sold those abilities. My children bought into the rhetoric and obeyed the instructions, even when it meant being sent off to war after war, where billions had been killed and been killed. How did that whole sad state of affairs come about? It was the work of the off-planet dark force, that is, without conscience, without light, except the spark of viability. That force captured my weak-willed children of Earth, who got caught up in the lure of power and money, and performing as the force's puppet. They kept all the rest of my children in the bondage of fear, poverty, and ignorance. The soul's need for balanced experiencing kept it going until now. That ages-old merry-go-round is stopping. There's more to say about that, but I want to give you a good example of ignorance. And God quotes, "All life began in the sea, and apes are human ancestors." Oh, I'm not saying that primitive sea life and apes and their relatives aren't parts of me, but can't you see how demeaning the very idea is? That is how I started you, my human souls. You credit me, well, some of you do, with making you in my own image. And I assure you, my drawing board didn't start with you as amoebas, some of which I inspired to move to dry land and grow into apes. And then I picked which ones of those I wanted to become humans. Your ancestors are such highly spiritual and intelligent beings that you can't even imagine it. Yes, your theory of evolution was in there somewhere, but not as you understand it. Nothing's black or white the way you think. Now, about the price Earth paid for enduring the darkness throughout the millennia of the insidious workings of religions and other sources of near equal dark persuasion, she kept giving her own light to sustain the lives of her humankind as they slaughtered each other and destroyed and polluted her nature until all the bloodshed and devastation nearly claimed her own body, your planet home. Her soul, which stayed in its high plane of origin as her body spiraled downward into low third density, was in deep sorrow and despair. Her planetary self survived because she cried out for help, and my children in civilizations far advanced from you spiritually, intellectually, and technologically, yes, some are your ancestors, rushed to infuse Earth's body with their light so it could survive. She wanted to give you this one last chance to open your minds. Light up your consciousness and shake free from the shackles of that dark force. And this brings us to why that long merry-go-round that you're sick and tired of is stopping. So is my beloved Earth fed up with it? She's on the fast track out of third density where, until recently, the darkness has been quite successful. But its time is up. The dark force has left the building, so to say. Only the lingering effects of its influence on its Earth puppets remain, and those are fading fast. The truth's coming to light. Our exposing once hidden agenda, and by the impartial law of physics regarding form and frequencies, the puppets' refusal to accept the light will cause their demise along Earth's ascension path. Your dear planet is homeward bound to her soul's blissful plane, and all who go with her will live in harmonious cooperation with your benevolent space family. The trip ticket is free, but with strings. You need to know and live the truth of who we are. This isn't complex. It's as simple as paying attention to what your soul is telling you. Going within automatically connects you consciously with soul self. That's you and me. And all the rest follows naturally. I never take sides. How could I when I'm all of you? But I do have my Druthers, and I'd love to have all my children choose to live together peacefully. So I hope you will believe what I've said and act on it, but I can't make you. It's always been your choice to believe what you want. Do what you want. All I can do is add my voice to the messengers who have told you the very same things through their Earth receivers. What will happen if you don't believe us? What will happen to the souls who will never know about our messages? They will go to a placement attuned to the energy they put forth in deeds and motives throughout the lifetime. Some will journey with Earth because they are living in godly ways simply by heeding their soul's messages. They live from their hearts where unconditional love, kindness, honor, truth, compassion and desire to help others lie. Some will go through it again, the tyranny, violence, corruption, lies, the hold of religions, and they'll come in with the brain power to question and reason. Yet another chance to break free of dark control, but not on Earth. There are other third density places in our universe where rampant disrespect for life will go on until all my soul parts know the truth of their God and Goddess selves. And some will evolve and start over from scratch. They're the ones who persist in choosing darkness over love. The same creator source energy is light. Constantly, light will be beamed to those souls who will start with only basic instinct. And when they accept the light, they'll recall a smidgen of intelligence. As they accept more light, they will remember a modicum of reasoning ability, and so on and so on. This isn't punishment, it's a chance for those parts of me to start over without even a hint of darkness. And God closes by saying, it's quite a lot to think about, isn't it? There is time, my beloveds, but frankly, not much to decide what you want. Wherever that is, I will honour it, and if it's help, ask, and it shall be given. And so ends Matthew's message for this time and for some weeks to come. And I think that's the type of message one really needs to read several times to really absorb what is in it. But I can certainly go along with what he said. You might say, well, obviously, how can anybody dispute what God has said? But he makes it quite clear that you still have your own free will choice, and if you don't accept him, he doesn't worry unduly, because he knows somewhere in the future you will come back to the light. Now I'm coming to a few general news items. I've got one here which is talking about the Katrina victims who lost their appeal in court. This came from the Associated Press on the 2nd of August. And reporting from New Orleans saying Hurricane Katrina victims whose homes and businesses were destroyed when floodwaters breached levees in the 2005 storm cannot recover money from their insurance companies for the damage, a federal appeals court ruled. Now, I find that very strange because you couldn't really call that an act of God, and that sometimes qualifies for getting the insurance people off the hook. And I would have thought everybody that invests in an insurance, whether it's for your house or business, does it with the idea in mind that there could be some devastating horror like the Katrina problem that might totally obliterate it, and you look to them, don't you, for help so that you can re-establish yourself. I just hope there's some means of appeal in America so that these insurance companies perhaps can be forced to what I believe must be called to honour their agreement. Well, I come here now to the website, which is impeachforpeace.org. Only a short reference here, and it's saying this was on the 31st of July, that impeachment was to be initiated against Gonzalez the following day. And a group of House Democrats will introduce a resolution calling on the Judiciary Committee to begin impeachment proceedings against Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Republican Jay Inslee will sponsor the measure, and it will be dropped in the hopper on July the 31st. Actually, the message originally came out on the 30th of July. You can track all that back, apparently, to the original report on the website called Buzz, that's B-U-Z-Z, buzzflash.net. It concludes that excitement and thrills through the halls of Congress to finally have the spine to introduce impeachment against someone other than Bush or Cheney, the most corrupt administration in modern times since 1 AD. The administration of Bush and Cheney want to change the definition of its presidency and vice president's power and duties with no checks and balances as described in the Constitution of the United States. Goes on to say that Osama bin Laden may be on the loose until the United States becomes either a third world country or a dictatorship, since Bush, who had said one reason why Osama assisted the terrorist attack was because he did not like our freedoms. Now, there's a contradiction, isn't it, if you like. Some freedoms now, aren't they? They're very oppressing. Now, that was the end of my little news items. I've got one more here. One that's come up a few times this week, very important one. Talking about new evidence that clearly indicates that Pat Tillman was executed. This came out through Paul Joseph Watson from the website prisonplanet.com. It was circulated on the 29th of July. It's appeared a few times since, so this one is really getting around. And it covers the report following Army medical examiners who questioned the manner in which he died. And they concluded that Tillman was shot 3 times in the head from just 10 yards away. And there was no evidence of friendly fire damage at the scene, which of course was the excuse used for his death. Army attorneys congratulated each other on the cover-up. Wesley Clark concludes, orders came from the very top to murder pro football star because he was about to become an anti-war political icon. Astounding new details surrounding the death of Pat Tillman clearly indicate that top brass decided to execute the former pro football star in cold blood to prevent him from returning home and becoming an anti-war icon. Astounding new details surrounding the death of Pat Tillman clearly indicate that top brass decided to execute the former pro football star in cold blood to prevent him from returning home and becoming an anti-war icon. These same criminals then engaged in a sophisticated conspiracy to create a phony friendly fire cover story. Shocking facts emerged about the case, but were bizarrely underplayed by the Associated Press under nondescript headlines like "New Details on Tilma's Death." A complete disservice to the horrific implication that the new evidence carries. Army medical examiners were suspicious about the close proximity of the three bullet holes in Pat Tillman's forehead and tried without success to get authorities to investigate whether the former NFL player's death amounted to a crime, according to the documents obtained by the Associated Press. Medical evidence did not match up with the scenario as described. A doctor who examined Tillman's body after he was killed on the battlefield in Afghanistan in 2004 told investigators so. The doctors, whose names were blacked out, said that the bullet holes were so close together that it appeared the Army Ranger was cut down by an M16 fired from a mere 10 yards or so away. The report also states that no evidence at all of enemy fire was found at the scene. No one was hit by enemy fire, nor was any government equipment stopped. So there you are. It's about time, isn't it, some of these convenient murders get a lot more publicity, and that perhaps inquiries are made to find out who is behind them. There will come a day we will know the truth in time. Now, I don't know where the time's gone, it just seems to fly by and I haven't stopped talking, which is why I'm here, of course. But what have I got here? I've got one message, a spiritual message from the Guardians, which was channeled through Laura on June the 9th, 2007. And it's called No More Secrets. So let me see how far I can get with this one before I have to stop. And it's saying, our voice has been going through many adjustments and integration, so we have allowed Lauren to transition undisturbed for a period of time. Many have been challenged by the last major influx of new energies and dealing with the rapidly shifting mass consciousness. It has been difficult for many to separate their stuff from that which is coming from the mass consciousness at large. This differentiation is paramount to your development. It will become increasingly important over the next few months of your time to become keenly aware what is your own energy and what is coming from outside or other people. Your ever-increasing sensitivity to energies has made this difficult to process appropriately. Fear not, dear ones, you are doing a wonderful job, even if it does not feel that way to you. Many have suddenly become more intensely interested in what is occurring in the world around them. Even if in the past you saw world events as only things passing your peripheral vision, you may now be finding that you are focusing on them with more intensity. This is an appropriate thing, angels of earth. There is much occurring that you should be aware of. The only caution we give you is do not allow yourself to fall into fear or become too preoccupied with these events. Stand in your center and be aware of what is happening around you, but do not allow yourself to become enveloped or stuck in that energy. It would only serve to stifle your own growth and development. There are many things coming to a head, as you would say, and this is an appropriate and necessary occurrence. The time of secrets is at an ending, and all will soon know the truth. There is no longer any place to hide for those who would deceive and seek control over others. It may seem like the energy of control and misinformation is actually increasing of late, and we tell you that it is. This increase or intensity you feel and see is simply the last throes of those who wish to maintain the status quo of the old energy. Fear not, angels of earth, it cannot happen. It is simply not possible to maintain this old energy any longer, as too many have awakened to the light, and their combined energies will make it impossible to continue in the old paradigm of energy that has permeated your earth for so many centuries. We tell you the following not to create fear or loathing, but to give you an awareness to carry you through the next period of your time with ease and grace. Blessed human angels will get worse before they get better in your terms, that will appear to be the case if you only look at your world from the 3D perspective. Always remember, you cannot see all that is occurring behind the scenes. There are many things happening on many levels and many dimensions that you are not always fully aware of. The next period of time will test your belief in yourself, and all that you know is truth. Do not surrender to fear generated by the mass consciousness. You know better, and you now have the tools to move through this period with ease and grace. You are the standards, the torchbearers, the ones that, who carry the light high so others may find their way through these challenging times. Finally, never forget the incredible power and grace that emanates from within you. You are God also and have the capabilities to choose and create your own reality in any way you see most appropriate for yourself. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, the Guardians. Now, isn't that interesting? That was a random message that I picked out before I received the Matthew message. And yet, it fits in very nicely with what was said there. Now, I will close the program now by telling you that next Friday, I will be interviewing Sheldon Nigel. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure many people are. I know he has a massive subscribers list, and in my opinion, he's the top source, the absolute top source of information for what is going to happen in this coming period, and of course the key to most of the activities of the Galactic Federation is the happening of first contact. So it should be, I think, a very interesting program. So I'll say thank you for being with me. Hope you enjoyed what we had for this program. And I hope to be with you next week. God bless you all.